16 past nine, David Hayes is about to join us here to give us the latest on Criterion and a couple of horses. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to Criterion. We know we've spoken already a couple of times that the horses travel well. I saw this photo last night from your son, Ben, over there looking after him. He looked a picture.
Yeah, he looks a picture. His blood count hasn't been 100% back to normal after travelling, which is quite common. So he's on the easy list having an easy time, but he travelled to two different hemispheres in 2 weeks with two runs. So he was always going to have an easy time. But he's eating and settled into his new surroundings very well.
Well, that's the main thing, I guess, if he's eating. The other thing is you give him an easy time and hopefully his blood picture returns.
I'm expecting his blood. Look, from the first one to the second, it improved dramatically.
Yep.
But it's not 100% yet, so I'm not going to be... he hasn't been... hasn't started work yet.
Understand.
He's restricted to light duties.
Well, when we spoke last week, you were waiting to see how Able Friend went on Sunday. I think between you and I, Dave, he went all right, Able Friend.
Yeah, I think he's the best miler in the world. So I don't want to go all the way to Ascot to take him on. So we'll probably head towards the Prince of Wales.
Which is over 2,000 metres, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, 2,000 metres. No, I actually think 2,000 is his step distance.
Yep, okay. So the Prince of Wales it is. Look, just on Able Friend, I mean, even as a trainer that's looked after so many good horses, Dave, when you watch him race, he seems to do it so easily, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's an absolute freak. A lot of people saying he's the best horse to race in Hong Kong ever. So he certainly looks that way. He's making all his opposition he takes on look very ordinary.
Well, your test in the Prince of Wales is going to be an interesting one. Already in discussion is California Chrome, the American horse that's likely to go there.
Yes, I think he was a little bit off the pace in Dubai when he didn't run to his best. But clearly, if he comes back to his best, he's one of the best horses in the world.
So how's the build-up then? As I mentioned, your son's over there. You're going to pop up there and try and start building things up?
Yeah, so I'll be going over a couple of weeks before the big race and sort of having a working holiday, building him up towards the race.
Yeah. He's got that fitness anyway, I guess. You've just got to maintain that when you start the work again.
Well, he hasn't been out of work now since last spring, so he's got amazing residual fitness, and he's on like a... It's interesting, him and... Ed Dunlop's horse,
Red Cadeau.
They ran in the Melbourne Cup Carnival, went to Hong Kong, then came back without going out of work, and Quinella, the Queen Elizabeth, at the end of Easter. So it just shows these horses are flog preps if they're thriving. I think it's the way to go.
Yeah, it's interesting on a totally different thing, but Delicacy, the filly from WA, Bob Peters, is very much thinking the same thing, even with a three-year-old filly, Dave, that we saw her win there last Saturday. While she's up and going, you keep her going.
Yeah, it's easy to keep a horse happy rather than put them out in a paddock and let them lose all their form. I certainly believe in it. Certainly worth Whisper Downs and Extra Zero in recent times in my stable.
Yeah, and they're up and going for sure. All right, so Criterion to the 2,000-metre Prince of Wales there at Royal Ascot. I've got to ask you on a couple of other horses that ran on the weekend. Greg, are you going to keep going to the Goodwood?
Yes, yep. She's come through the race well, and she'll be headed for that. She went close in that race last year and backed up and went pretty close in the Goodwood.
Yeah, and look, she's just, as you, here's another example, she's up and enjoying racing at the moment.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's been placed at Group 1 level now 3 or 4 times, so she's knocking on the door.
Yeah. Well, do you keep going?
No, we're going to give her a spell. I think she's just gone over the top. She raced a bit aggressively, and I'll bring her back sort of in September.
Okay. The other one from a Brisbane point of view, have you accepted this morning for your Brisbane runner on the weekend?
In the 1350.3.
Okay, fast and rocking.
Yes.
So you just feel 1350's hurt the trip now compared to the BTC Cup of 1200?
I think so. I like the handicap conditions compared to the weight for age.
Yeah, okay. All right, looking forward to seeing that. Have you got many in Brisbane?
No.
No. And I was going to ask you before we move on to our next guest, Have you had a runner at Royal Ascot?
Yeah, Nikoni ran fourth.
Yeah, okay.
Started favourite.
Yep.
The Kingston, and then fourth.
Yep.
And missed the start and didn't have much luck.
Yep, okay. Well, let's hope this horse, we know how good he's going at the moment. Looking forward to it now. Good on you, Dave. Good luck.
Thanks, Andrew.
David Hayes there from his Victorian base at Euroa. So Criterion to tackle the Prince of Wales at Royal Ascot. Doesn't want to take on the Queen Anne and Able Friend in the mile race. So Criterion for the Prince of Wales. Let's go to Donna Logan over in New Zealand. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning, Andrew.
Donna, looking forward already towards the spring. I texted you a couple of weeks ago about Volk Stock and Barrel. How's the horse doing in the spelling paddock?
Oh, look, he's thriving. He looks $1 million. Not quite a month he's been in the paddock, and he'll have another week or so, and he can come back into work.
How many runs did he have in the prep that ceased, of course, after the run in the Derby at Randwick? He had a few up, didn't he?
I think the Derby was his fourth run in.
Right.
Because he had a bit of a freshen up before he went into the Cracker Millions here in New Zealand.
Right, okay. So in that over the spring and the summer, he had a break midstream.
Yes, he had a freshen up in the paddock for that reason.
Yeah, understand. Is he? Have you had time to sort of chat with the owners that are based here in Australia, of course, and with Rosemont Stud, and also over in New Zealand, what the plans might be with him?
We haven't sat down and done the hardcore plans as a team, but just looking forward. I think, you know, it's fairly obvious which way we'd head. You know, you'd look at August the 29th, I think it is, the Memsie.
Yep.
Would probably be his kickoff in Melbourne. Probably looking at the Underwood. And then you'd either go Caulfield Stakes, which is it's 2 weeks before the Cox Plate. Or you've got the Turnbull, which is 3 weeks before the Cox Plate. You'd just see how he's doing to make up your mind which way you'd go, I feel.
You feel he's a better, listening to that, you feel he's a better 2,000-metre horse than trying to get him for a Caulfield Cup?
Definitely. I think Plate's a real special race for him.
Yeah. He's got that brilliance, hasn't he, that turn of speed?
He really has got a turn of foot, and you need that in a Cox Plate. And, you know, you've got to be able to hang on those corners and swoop round, and he can do all that. So I think he'd be really well suited.
Yeah, no, well, and it sounds like he'll come straight to Melbourne then and won't run in New Zealand?
No, I think we're better off to target Melbourne and get him there, get him settled in and working out of Melbourne and racing out of Melbourne. You know, at that time of the year here in New Zealand, our paddocks are, our tracks are pretty heavy, and there'd be no point in doing that with him at this stage.
And being a three-year-old gelding, he's only had 10 starts, so you'd think there's so much upside still to come, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's seen the best of him yet.
Yeah.
I really think he's just really going to excel this time in the work. I think the improvement will be immense.
Yeah, all right. We're looking forward to watching him, Volk Stock and Barrel. When I was putting my rundown together this morning of guests, I had you after David Hayes, and then I feel myself uncomfortable asking one or the other. we know, and we reported it last week, that Rising Romance is joining David and Tom Stable in Victoria. Was that just a simple owner's decision, Donna?
Yes, look, the owners decided that they thought she'd be better placed in Australia. Very sad to lose a horse of her calibre. I mean, gee whiz, she's a real beauty. But they did ask me if I'd like to start up a satellite stable in Australia, but it really isn't feasible. I think I do just as well raiding. I go in, do my job and leave. And, you know, the expenses of being based over there on a permanent basis, I think it outweighs the practicality of it. So unfortunately, they made the decision to send her over and have her based there. And you know, it's a great shame to lose her. It really is. But I think I'm very proud. I hold my head up high with what we've done with her to this point. And I wish David and the team all the very best of luck. And if we can help them in any way with giving on information of what might make her tick, you know, we're only too pleased to. At the end of the day, we love the horse and she was our most important factor, and we've just got to move on, and I'm looking for the next Rising Romance.
Well, I was just going to say, have you got another one there just coming through the door? Of course you would.
Well, look, there's a few lovely young horses we haven't lined up yet, and I'm sure there's going to be more of them come through. So you've just got to, you don't look back in this game. You just got to keep your head high and move on.
Exactly. With Rising Ramat, is she spelling over there, or is she already gone out of there, Donna?
No, I'm spelling her at the moment, and they've asked me to organise her trip to Australia, so I've just organised to fly her over next Wednesday. So she'll come from the spelling paddock and fly over.
Okay. Where's your next winner?
Oh, I've got a few in today at Matamata. I think I've got a horse in that should go fairly close called Finn's Halo.
Righto. Now, I'm diving for the Matamata form. What race is it, Donna?
He's in a maiden 1400.
Okay, and what was the name of it?
Finn's Halo.
Finn's Halo. Okay, I'll get it out after I finish with you and tell our listeners. Hey, we're looking forward to the spring already with Volk Stock and Barrel. He's such an exciting horse. Good luck. I hope he spells well for the next week or two, and we see him in Melbourne for the, sounds like the Memsie in late August.
Yes, looking forward to it, Andrew, and it'll be a pleasure to be back on Australian turf, and we look forward to it ourselves. So thank you. And one for Friday, you can take Big Voices at Avondale.
Big,
I think it's race one.
Race one, Big Voices at where?
Avondale Friday.
I'm just writing all this down, and Finn's Halo today. All right, good on you, mate. Appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Good on you. Donna Logan there joining us. Now, Matamata, looking at it here. Finn's Halo. We'll find it and we'll pass it on to you. Can't find it in the first couple of races that I'm looking at, so I'll find it and I'll pass it on to you. Josh Cartwright is, a Victorian jockey that's now based himself at Canberra with Luke Pepper, and he's online on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Josh.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
No, great to have you on. Are you getting used to that coolish weather as you go into winter time at Canberra?
Yeah, certainly am. It's getting a bit cold every morning, but you get these beautiful sunny days here, so that's what you've got to love about it.
Well, that's what you've got to do. How long? It's only been a few weeks?
Yeah, it's only been 3 weeks, and things are starting to come along nicely. I'm starting to get a few more rides and a bit more quality about the rides, so... Yeah, I'm really enjoying the move at the moment.
That's why I thought I'd grab you. Your manager, Ron Kavanagh, let me know last night that you've got your first Sydney ride on Saturday on a horse called Just a Blur for Barb Joseph and the Jones stable.
Yeah, look, I've been doing a fair bit of work on her, so it was good that they gave me the ride and the opportunity on her. She's coming right back in grade, so she'll be a very good chance on Saturday, and I really look forward to riding her.
Have you been able to have you been riding it at all, Just a Blur?
Yeah, look, I've galloped her twice coming up into this, into Saturday. And, it's just great that obviously Paul and Barb are giving me the opportunity. I'd have to think Matty Jones, the foreman, obviously Barb's other son, he's really done a lot to help me with getting all the rides in there. And, it's great to get that opportunity.
Great opportunity. I look at it in the Adelaide Premiership. Josh, you've been going from your Victorian base, you've been riding quite a bit in Adelaide, and you're in the top group there. What made you look at moving to Canberra?
Yeah, look, I was really busy and been in Victoria for 3 years, and I just was due for a bit of a change, if you know where I'm coming from. Victoria, I was riding nearly every day, and, it's a bit more relaxed here in Canberra, and I just was looking for a bit of a change for a few months, and, look, I really like it here. I'm thinking of staying, so I'll know in the next few weeks, obviously.
So you're on loan at the moment to Luke Pepper?
Yes, yeah, just on loan to Luke Pepper, but Luke and I, Luke's a very good horseman. We've only got half a dozen horses in work. He's a lot of horses in the paddock at the moment. And obviously him and myself, you remember Luke used to ride Takeover Target and all his track work. So Luke still rides track work now, and he's a great rider. So, we're pretty much as a team, there's not much we can't tackle. So, we work together really well.
Well, it's such a great opportunity. You've got that Sydney area that you can go to as you are on Saturday to ride at Rose Hill with Just a Blur. It's a great opportunity for you, Josh. We wish you the very best, mate. I hope it all works out. And whether you stay at Canberra long term, we'll wait and see. But good luck with it. I hope you can start with a bang there on Saturday.
Thanks, Andrew. Really appreciate you having me on.
No, good on you, mate. Josh Cartwright joining us there from Canberra. His first Sydney ride, riding on Saturday, Just a Blur, and he's ridden 30 Metropolitan winners this season in both Melbourne and Adelaide. And now let's go to another Canberra trainer this time, Nick Olive. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. From a jockey, Josh Cartwright, to a trainer based at Canberra, but I don't think you're in town. You're up at the Gold Coast.
No, I'm actually still in Canberra this morning, mate, but I'll be heading up there tomorrow morning, mate.
Righto. Well, the fillies there are single gaze to line up in the Champagne Classic. You've brought along quietly since her last run in the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, look, she just had a couple of weeks in the paddock after that, Andrew, and she did really well, mate. And I had it in the back of my mind for Brisbane, and when I went and looked her in the paddock, you know, it was a no-brainer. I just decided to give her a crack at it.
Righto. Well, in that 2 weeks off then, she's shown you positive indications. What about her work?
Yeah, mate, I couldn't be happier with her. I think she's improved again. Every time we've sort of given her a little break, she's come back better. Her work was great the other day, and she feels terrific, mate. Really happy with how she's travelled up there and settled in.
Well, that's the main thing, because, look, I know the slipper, she made up some nice ground in that last 100 metres. You got beaten 3.5. So if you can run up to that in these races in Brisbane, she's going to be around the mark somewhere.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. You know, like, she probably didn't ride her the way we wanted to. The slipper too, she drew really wide, and she doesn't have great gate speed, so we sort of rode her a bit cold, and it was a great ride by Cathy, but just the way we had to ride her, it didn't really suit her, mate, but she did make up late.
Yeah, she certainly did. So she runs Saturday in this race over the 1200, the Champagne Classic. I guess run-dependent, you'd like to keep her up there for two or three runs?
Yeah, the plan is to stay up there for all three runs. I can't wait to get her over a bit of ground. I think she's been screaming out for it, mate. So, obviously, everything's got to go right on Saturday and then continue to go right, but the plan is to stay for all three races.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And I know Tommy Berry is taking the ride with Cathy staying home. So Tommy Berry takes the ride on single gaze. Those fields will be out over the next hour for the Champagne Classic there. The third row, well, won't be the third race, but third race on acceptance sheets as it stands right now. Good luck to you, Nick. Hope everything goes to plan.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Olive there on single gaze. By the way, the two group ones at Doomben on Saturday, 16 in the BTC Cup. Nostradamus has made that field, and 15 in the Doomben Cup. So 16 in the BTC, 15 in the Doomben Cup. We'll get those barriers before we finish this morning. Trent Busserton's joining us from the Gold Coast with the latest on El Rocker. Morning to you, Trent.
Morning, Andrew. How's things?
You're staying at the coast, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, beautiful. Mate, El Rocker flew over on Sunday. How's everything been since then in preparation for this weekend's race?
Yeah, good. He's settled in well, eaten well, and galloped up well this morning. So very happy with him going into the race.
We spoke to you briefly last week when you had that barrier trial. I guess, look, the expectation is that the horse always puts in, but I guess the nervous anticipation is the first up run for 13 months.
Yeah, that's always the factor. Look, he's come back well. He's taken a long time to get fit, and he's probably a fair way off being in peak fitness. He's a big stallion, so you can only get him so fit without racing. He trailed up well, had a good blow, and like you say, he always puts in, so he'll race well. But like you say, it's a bit unknown.
I was just talking to Donna Logan before. The weather in New Zealand sort of shut up shop and gone pretty cold. It's warming up at the Gold Coast. Does he cope with that okay?
He's noticed it, as have I. We've started May, start of winter in New Zealand, and it's around 0 degrees already. He's got off the plane on Sunday, and it's 20, 21. He has noticed it, but he's probably starting to enjoy it today. He's drunk plenty of water at a saline, and it won't worry him. And like most of them, they thrive.
Yeah,
getting into a bit of warm weather, and he'll improve as the time goes on.
And you did a little bit of work with him this morning?
Yeah, he galloped up well. Jason Taylor was good enough to come in and gallop him for us, and he said he felt good. He was keen and went nice.
That's good. We know Hugh Bowman takes the ride on Saturday in the BTC Cup. The other one I should mention is Gifted Lad. Its first emergency in the SA Derby. Just sweating on something to come out over the next 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It is what it is. We will we'll sit and wait and hope, and well, you don't wish ill fortune on, you know, the other runners. If one happens to be scratched, we'll get in there.
Yeah, exactly. And listening to you, when I spoke to you yesterday morning, the gallop of yesterday for Natalie, your partner down in Melbourne, Natalie Young, everything went to plan there. You want this horse in, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's no superstar. He's a grinding type of star and three-year-old, but 2,500 metres will suit him. Good stake money. He flies a bill, you know. He'll race up to the best of his ability. Whether he's good enough or not, it's a different story, but he would run well, you know.
We'll wait and see whether he gets there. Let's hope so. Good luck on Saturday with El Rocco. I hope the horse runs really well first up for you, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Trent Busserton there from the Gold Coast, where Al Rocker is staying in preparation for Saturday's BTC Cup, repeating that 16 runners in that and 15 in the Doomben Cup. Now, I have found Donna Logan's horse, much to plenty of people texting and saying, Bensley, it's there, find it. She put me off the scent because she told me it was a 1,400. It's in fact a 1,600 today. Finn's Halo is race 6, number 1 at Matamata for Donna Logan.